Holby City, starring Hugh Quashie as Rick, Guy Henry as Hanson, Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, and Leila Ruas as Sahira. Ribbons by Martha Hillier. Previously,
I got a call from a YLT liaison replying to have my order revoked.
All right. Do you do this just to wind me up?
Yeah, it's pretty much my sole aim in life.
Excellent work, Miss Shah. That's what I'm looking for in a consultant.
I built CTU from scratch, and you just stab me in the back and take it away.
Are you in love with her?
You don't love me.
I'm resigning, Henrik. Rafi and I have decided to move on. Together, he's been offered another job, and I'm going with him.
A leather tablet computer case.
Oh, how awkward. The Shillings brought me one of these for Christmas.
Yes, but mine is embossed.
Useful if I forget my name.
Well, it's just a thank you, you know, for everything.
Ah, well, Mr. British.
Goodbye, Sahira. Good luck in Nottingham.
Yes, good luck in Nottingham.
Would it kill you to say something?
If you can't say something nice.
I'm not 19, Henrik.
No, but given your inability to stomach bad news, I thought I should remain silent on the topic.
Thanks. I'll really miss your support.
Indeed, it's a disastrous move.
How can a consultancy be a demotion?
What was their rating? A2, was it?
So I'll spread my wings and bring them up to our standard.
I don't know why you're going.
Isn't that Harry McMahon?
No idea.
End stage esophageal carcinoma, so St. James have dumped him on us.
Now that fellow, shouldn't he be dead by now?
Aren't we supposed to do
this
together?
No, you go, spread your wings.
Mr. McMahon?
Dr. Shah, thank goodness his breathing's got worse.
Okay, let's get him up gently.
Thank you. I didn't know who else to come to.
Right, possible fever.
Not eaten since Friday.
Can we find him a bed, please? Harry, isn't it? Can we get his notes emailed over?
Here. We're not going back there. They wanted him to go to a hospice. They're saying it's all over. It's not, is it? Tell me it's not. Guy Fawkes Knight. You gave him 4 weeks.
Sorry, it's just we see so many
people. Mr. Hanson said 3, you gave him 4.
Well, it's wonderful that he's survived this far, but if St. James suggested palliative care, that's what he needs. They've told you that the cancer's gone to his stomach, haven't they?
Yes, and there's the tear.
VTEF in his throat.
Yes.
That's what's causing the pneumonia.
You can't sew it back up?
No.
He said we were to come back.
Your son is very unwell.
Anything I can do, ask for Mr. Hanson.
I can look through the notes again.
Miss Shah and I, we're at your service.
Yes, but the second you have spread surgery is... it's inappropriate.
How so? Please.
It's not fair on him.
He wants to live, though.
It's not a good use of... anything.
I'll pay anything. I sell the house to give him another week. Can you look me in the eye and tell me it's hopeless?
It's not as simple as that.
Will you ask him anyway?
Sahira thinks, then goes. Malik's with Rick on Keller Ward.
What's the ischemic time?
Not clear. It could be tight.
All right, they've just landed.
Right. You want a watch? You get me a latte. Hey, come on, guys. Let's do this. Tick-tock, tick-tock, step it up, move it.
Are you going to say something, or shall I?
He'll calm down.
It's being a nightmare.
Novelty. Give him his minute in the sun.
They didn't have chicken, so I went with salmon and egg.
Oh, OK. Thanks. Any luck with the mark?
No, I tried egg white and elbow grease and still no joy. Sorry.
You shouldn't be doing errands.
I'll do them for other consultants. They get the message eventually.
You do know that he's not a consultant?
No. Did something happen while I was in Ibiza?
No, he was never a... CST stands for Clinical Skills Teacher.
Oh, I thought it was for something different.
We're on, guys.
Finally. What's the time frame?
50 minutes. Paramedics didn't ring about.
Okay, let's go.
When did it happen?
Unknown. They had to walk through the forest. I'm guessing it's not good. Can we keep these doors open?
Be fine. Let's go.
Right, I'll go and collect it. Chantelle, you deal with the dad.
We might get... We're here, okay? I mean, it's going to be all right. Listen to me, mate.
Plastics.
I'm scared, Dad.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared. You don't need to be scared, OK?
I'm gonna die.
No, shut up, OK? No.
Top plastics, we're gonna go straight through the theatre.
OK, straight through to theatre, guys. Get him stabilised. 10 milligrams of morphine, IV, penicillin, fluoxacillin. Use that.
Yeah.
Crossmatch, 4 units. Metronidazole, please.
I'll just sort you out, mate.
Dad!
No, it's gonna be OK.
Nonsense.
I don't know. I went the wrong way. 3 hours, maybe. Can you fix it back?
Yeah.
We hope so. Really do.
Whoa. He's gonna be asleep, right?
You go with the nurse.
What about...
It's on its way. I'll do my best. I take it that you're hoping to lead this operation.
Oh, come on, man. Give a guy a break. I'll actually say please. Please?
Okay. This time. But no music.
Malik grins.
Look at the chest CT. Obviously, it won't be easy, but if you did an esophagogastrostomy and I explored the fistula tear, then perhaps we'll be able to relieve...
No.
Perhaps we'll be able to relieve the dysphagia. That way, at least he'll be able to swallow properly. How can you eat tomato soup but hate tomatoes?
Well, a tomato pulverised is a tomato punished.
Oh, yes, of course, there has to be a punishment.
Waste of time.
Yes, but he came to us. By us, I don't just mean Holby.
No.
What, no? Just no?
Yes, just no. He's too weak.
But he's dying anyway.
Precisely.
So what, we just walk away?
When have emotive arguments ever worked on me?
We promised.
We all say things we don't mean, don't we?
Will you at least talk to him?
No, I'm sorry. I'm long-listing this afternoon for your replacement.
Fine.
Sahira forces a smile as she leaves Hansen's office.
Too tight, you psycho.
Stop moaning. Would you rather have handcuffs?
Yeah, like you'd know about that.
OK, next time you want to get into mischief, you look at that and call me, OK? Go on, get lost.
Yes, I locked it. Yeah, I stripped the bed.
Wow, close to myself. What a result.
Any message for Mum?
Don't tempt me. I'll call her.
See you later, then.
Watch yourself, yeah? Stay out of trouble.
Ta-ra, then. See you at Christmas.
Me?
What?
When you bring him home.
Again, what?
You heard. See you later.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, no, please, not again.
Midwife shortage?
It's like, what, one a week?
Would it be incredibly wrong for us to have an urgent meeting right now?
We do have a meeting. We have a very important managerial-type one.
Will there be buzzwords?
Moving forward, yes, there will be buzzwords.
I can't do it.
Do you want me to do it?
It'd be nice up there, can't we? Just wait till we know if...
I think she'd probably want to know. I know I would if it was my son. Shall I take down the number?
So what were you doing out there?
It's fuel, isn't it?
How'd it happen?
It's my fault.
How?
It's just get reported.
How do you mean?
It doesn't matter. It's not illegal. Just trying to save a bit of money.
Yeah, but how do you mean it was your fault?
I was using it.
So what, you caused the injury?
I wasn't even there.
So you left him alone with it?
I was on the phone, I got distracted.
You leave a kid alone with a chainsaw and you're surprised.
Mr. Malik.
We were having a row. I went the other way so he couldn't hear.
Now isn't the time for this. Let's just...
Please fix it. Please.
We'll do our very best for him. Was that really necessary?
Leaving a kid with a chainsaw? How dumb can you be?
Well, not everyone's quite as brilliant as you are, Mr. Malik.
Yeah, but we're going to call the social services, right? Give him a kicking.
Let's just see how it plays out.
It's Griffin, I've got it, but...
But?
Ischemic time's approximately 4 hours, they're saying.
Quick, give. No, enough. Now, let's just take a breath.
No time.
The boy's hand.
Beautiful.
OK, so that's a no from oncology, Elliot?
A definite no.
Ollie?
What? Just to encourage him.
It does seem a bit out there.
Rafi?
Obviously, I agree with my wife.
Look, I know it won't be curative, but... In here, you say...
I know what it says.
So you agree it could work?
So might cold fusion.
Oh, come on.
It is inappropriate in this case.
They're desperate for any chance.
So we exploit their desperation?
No, we just make the extra effort.
Why now? Why this patient? Why not a stronger patient with a better prognosis?
Because...
You don't like to see an old man cry?
No. No, because in my clinical opinion, this inconvenient, laborious operation might give Harry a few months.
Weeks. Weeks of pain management, dosed up to the eyeballs.
Does GS have a take? What does Hansen say?
He agrees with me. He thinks that we should okay it.
Well, then, personally, I think it's an excellent idea. You'll pass that on to him, right?
Can I just add?
No. Nope.
Thanks for your support, guys.
Right. Have we organised a leaving gift?
Weekend in Paris for her and the Big H? Sorry, Raffi. Only joking.
Sahira visits Angus and his son on Darwin.
450 an hour. Rip off Britain, isn't it? I'm sure it's full of people who just get a parking ride too, you know. Mind you, where petrol's going up. Lucky you bought the Bravo. What you reckon? 150 a litre next year? Next year this time.
McMahon.
That's me.
As you know, your son's condition is extremely serious.
Don't send us away, please.
He won't survive his cancer.
It kept saying that, but...
However, I've spoken to Mr. Hansen, and we've both agreed to do a procedure that might, and I stress might, prolong his life by a few weeks.
You said that before, and it gave us 6 months.
It won't happen this time.
You'll find a way. You got the top team, Harry.
Sahira spots Raffi and goes to him.
Can you assess for pre-meds?
Is Hansen really okay?
Yes.
Sahira, do I or do I not always know when you were lying? This is crazy. It's your last day.
They asked for me. I can't...
They even know you won't be here to follow up.
Yes, of course they do.
Of course they do. Just be careful, okay?
Eddie to Luke on AAU.
I am getting the head of midwifery sacked.
You like your patients quiet and obedient?
Mm-hmm, just like I like my doctors. Now, can you please go tell her she's going to have to travel 30 miles in an ambulance?
Miss Leontis, if there are no complications, we've decided to keep you here.
Thank you. Someone has helped me. Thank you.
Do you have any family here? Anyone I can call?
No, I'm all alone. My boyfriend has abandoned me.
Ah! Well, at least could you try some pain relief?
No, no, drugs. I need to be in control of my emotions.
Your choice, of course.
I'm power through pain, no drugs.
All right, then we'll try mind over matter, Paola.
Mind over matter.
Yeah, breathe through it. It's only pain.
You've done it, huh?
Well, I don't see what all the fuss is about. There's women in the jungle do this twice a year. They're back in the field before lunch.
Do you want me to punch you?
Couldn't punch me. You're a wimp. Show me how much it hurts. Is that all you got, Tinkerbell?
Paola swings her fist at his hand again.
Come on, I've heard Scientologists scream. Up you get. Hold on to me.
If I hold on to you, will you stay with me?
Yes.
You won't go anywhere.
Well, I don't think I can.
She holds on to Luke.
We're outside the time frame.
Then we'll do a shunt, keep it oxygenated.
No, we're not putting anybody through this.
Come on, guys, it can be done.
Technically, maybe. Attached, yes. Made to work in any meaningful way, no chance. The only realistic step is prosthesis.
Disagree. I can do it.
Oh, really? Vessel damage is extensive, the nerves are shattered. This isn't a sellotape job, Malik.
Cool. If you're not up for it, I'll do it, sorted.
And in 24 hours, you'll be back in theatre removing it. And in the meantime, the kid will have developed acute septicemia. I'm sorry, but none of us has the right to take that level of risk.
Fine. Then we'll get Dad to call it.
No. We give Dad a united front.
Do it. Whatever you can.
I can't guarantee you get that, yeah?
I want to go for it, definitely.
Mr. Piper, look, I know it seems like the better option, but in all likelihood, it's going to fail, and Freddy...
Fredo. It's not Freddy, right?
Sorry. Forgive me. Fredo will have to come back in at a later stage and have it removed. That is potentially far more traumatic.
Yeah, but I won't let that happen.
That won't be anything we can control.
Yeah, but if there's a chance, you can put everything back to normal.
It will never be normal. You must understand that.
You can do it, though, you reckon?
Can be done, yeah.
But you won't.
I strongly recommend against it.
I've got to go for it, haven't I? I've got to take any chance.
Mr. Piper, there's a call for you.
I completely overstepped the mark.
No, he called it, fair play.
And his judgment isn't in any way compromised.
All right, fair enough, we agreed. I'm taking over his care.
Absolutely not. I won't support this. I'm going to call Hansen.
Malik turns to Dan.
See him in theatre.
Paola.
1 a.m. I called him. 1:30, I go back. No pickup. 2 a.m, it goes into voicemail. 3:30, he come back. I know. I just know he's been cheating. He's a beautiful, charming man, you see. He says, no, working, making graphics, hormones, no. So I say, swear. Swear on a baby's life. And you know what? He wouldn't swear. So I chuck him out. I don't need him. I need gas! I need the pool! I need gas!
If you just let go just for a second, okay. Get you that birthing pool. I will be right back. Hold on.
Paul, hello, trauma patients.
Come on, get in the spirit. We're improvising, field hospital style.
Right, the man in bed one is complaining about the swearing.
Oh, do you know what? There is not enough alcohol in my system to be dealing with this right now.
A dry Monday. Good girl.
You haven't drunk for 48 hours.
Don't remind me, please.
Then we shall meet after work. Think of it as a reward.
Okay.
You see, that's how it's done. Goodness. No wonder it took me years to bag Chrissy.
That was not a bagging.
Oh, trust me. I know when a guy makes a move.
The parents are fully apprised of the risks.
Yes, and they still want us to try.
It's tantamount to emotional blackmail. Look, I'm telling you, I have had 6 children, and I wouldn't put any of them through this.
And you were clear on the chances of success, were you?
The man's in shock. The duress that he's under...
Which is why I'm trying to do something, Mr. Griffin.
Yeah, we understand that, but it's counterproductive. You do not have the skill.
I can do it. 100%, 110%. I tell you what, 10 grand, that kid leaves here with a hand that works.
Oh, for goodness sake, just overrule him. Let's get on.
I can't overrule per se. I can merely strongly advise you to accept Mr. Griffin's diagnosis. He is, after all, a vascular star.
I know that. I just think he's wrong in this case.
Then, given your new status as a CST, we will respect your call. Good luck.
What? He cannot do this.
Given that the parents want us to reattach the hand and you won't, the options are what?
I will not be blackmailed. This is ridiculous.
Hansen stares at him.
Fine. This is not on me. None of it.
Then your call stands, if Mr. Griffin's opting out.
Sahira's leaving card.
It's all they had, I'm afraid. Oh, and, if you could,
Yes, of course.
Any suggestions? Apart from an atlas from the petrol station. It's rather put me to shame.
No idea.
Drawn a blank. Nottingham. Robin Hood, Merry Men. Do you know what sort of music she likes?
She dislikes De Vliegende Hollander, that's all I know.
I thought I might just quickly query the TF repair. Actually, I'm surprised that you've okayed it. I sense that as she's your protege, you wish to support her, but I'm not fully convinced that it's the wisest course for that patient on this day.
I forbid you from carrying
out... Forbid? What actually forbid? What are you going to do, bar the doors to the theatre?
You're clearly in no fit state to operate.
What?
All this motivated by sentiment.
Of course, I'm a girl. Emotions must have got in the way. It's probably hormonal. I probably have an endocrine problem.
So you're completely overwrought.
Oh, well, you disapprove. Luckily, I'm no longer completely dependent on you for validation.
Well, why would you be when you can derive your self-esteem from the fawning attentions of our finest beta males?
Stand down. Mr. Hansen's exercising his power of veto.
Ah, Miss Shah misunderstands me, I'm afraid. I was merely offering insight into the vagaries of esophageal exploration, but carry on, thank you.
He steps closer to Sahira.
This will not play out as you wish it, know that now.
Come on, please.
Get your orders in, people. He also does wardrobes.
And making it look easy.
Glad you caved in.
I didn't cave, I just...
Good, okay. Thanks to me.
That's right, I just follow you, like a sheep.
Why, they made me CST.
You know what they're saying CST stands for, right? Okay, join is secure.
See? I told you it's going to work. If only people would listen to me instead of fighting.
Wow, you're like Gandhi in goggles.
I'm just saying. Come on, admit it. I was right.
Well, it's my round one. Yours to lose.
Thank you.
Malik takes Dan's seat.
Right. Music, please.
He nods to the beat as he takes over.
I have a right, no?
No, I'm afraid not. I can't let you stay unless she says you can.
I got a message. Acute ward. Speak to Dr. Hemingway.
What? Well, there's obviously been some kind of mistake. She seems very uncomfortable with your presence.
She's a crazy woman. All day I work hard, graphic design, to make money to buy a giant stroller. You've seen them, £900.
Well, she is in labor, so...
She wants me to swear on baby's life.
She did mention it, yeah.
Swear on baby's life? What if something goes wrong, huh? Then I am to blame. I can't win.
Well, nothing's gonna go wrong, okay? She's doing brilliantly, that much I can tell you.
Thank you. You help me, please. I want to see my baby. They both need me. She's crazy.
I will see, okay? But no promises.
I owe you one. Well, if we can't help each other out on your last day. I'll open, shall I? So, what do you want? Can you tell Hansen to give me full control of CTU? 20 Blade. I don't have that kind of influence.
Oh, come on. You tell Greg it's a poison chalice. You tell Hansen to give it to me and bingo.
I won't be seeing Greg.
Would I or would I not be brilliant at it?
Whatever. I don't care.
It's your baby. How can you not care?
Holding a scalpel, Sahira hesitates.
Do you think I'm wrong to do this?
Honestly?
Yeah.
It depends on the outcome.
Thinking, Sahira carefully makes the first incision along Harry's throat. Hansen's pacing in his office agitatedly. He stops and clenches a fist, then places two large box files on the desk. One bears the name Sahira Shah. Hansen opens one of the files and leafs through the paperwork. He finds a Wagner opera ticket paper-clipped to a group photo featuring him and Sahira, along with a magazine article. He pulls away the ticket and studies it, then sits and picks up a Swedish-English dictionary. He reads the inscription inside in his own hand. For Miss Shah, Förstånd equals understanding, HH. He picks up a yellow clinical waste bag and begins to bundle the contents of the file he's opened, including the dictionary and the group photo, into it. Eddie's pushing a cot, and Luke's carrying a huge birthing ball to AAU.
What were you thinking?
That in anthropological terms, she's testing the pair bond.
Not really, David Attenborough.
I know from experience, this kind of behaviour is something of a tradition among Latin.
Oh, please, I do not want to hear about your sex exploits, OK? It makes me want a wretch.
Sex makes you want a wretch. Explains a lot.
Well, get lost, Hemingway.
I'm just saying it's a rites of passage in the antenatal process. Assess the mettle of the man.
Oh, look, she's eating him alive.
If you both stay out all hours the week of the due date.
Would you blame him? She's a nightmare.
She is vulnerable, needs big gestures.
Which is why I was out working to try and buy that buggy that she wants.
Well, she's the one going to be pushing it out. It's not like he stepped up to paint the nursery. Hello, Hemingway's mobile disco.
She could decide on a colour scheme.
OK. Well, how can she if he won't let her find out the sex of the baby? Anyway, that is me needed on an RTA.
Oh, no, no, you don't. You don't need me here holding this baby.
Duty calls. Don't worry, use your languages.
And say what?
Dos cerveza, por favor.
How about that for fast work, Mr. Retractor?
And now let's play hide-and-seek with Mr. Fischer.
I'm gonna miss your sarcasm.
Really?
Yep.
Jack frowns, peering into the incision.
Ah, Fischer's stuck.
OK, maybe it's not going to be as simple as, let's bypass the oesophagus.
Well, that won't fix the dysphagia.
No, not fully, no.
If there's a risk of a bleed, the point of this was...
We'll continue the tracheotomy.
Can we all agree that this op was not my idea?
Right, we'll need a different approach. I need... OK, what is it that I need?
Someone who's obsessed with the larynx, someone tall.
I think he said he had a meeting.
Oh, wow, this is exactly as I said to Elliot. You do go high-pitched when you're lying.
Rotted artery is compromised. He's bleeding out. Suction, please. Can someone see if Mr. Griffin or Mr. Hope are available, please?
Well, can't we just cut to the bit where Hansen kicks us out?
In the Keller Theatre...
OK. This one's good. This one... Let's try 6-O-proline, please.
You OK, mate?
Yeah.
Malik sews another stitch as he continues reattaching Fredo's right hand.
OK. I should hold it. Clamp off. Okay, it's not holding. Arterial leak. Look, can we turn the music off? I'm trying to think.
Intentional mistake, right? Keep me on tenterhooks.
8-0 nylon, please. You can head off if you want that.
Just got me interested now.
You're messing up my focus.
Seriously, can you do this?
Yeah, absolutely. Can we fetch Mr. Hansen, please? I need an extra pair of eyes on this. What? Just an extra pair of eyes?
In the waiting area outside...
Not over, is it?
I believe it's still ongoing.
Aren't you the consultant? Shouldn't you be in there?
The team is highly capable. Somebody will brief you very soon, I'm sure.
Please, what's really going on?
But as I said, Mr. Malik is confident of a positive outcome.
Something's up. I can tell. The nurse mentioned social services.
It's purely a routine trigger in cases of serious accident.
Exactly, an accident.
They'll be looking at ways of supporting you.
Why me?
Some families need more support than others.
What families?
They're not the police, Mr. Piper. They'll just want a picture of Fredo's life.
They've got a picture. They never leave us alone. We're trying to adopt from Mexico. That's why Kathy's out in the States.
You should have said.
I know. I just panicked when he asked me all those questions. If this scuppers it, I hoped they might not find out. Just doesn't help. Oh, poor Kathy. I'm not a bad dad, okay? As soon as I saw it going wrong, I jumped on it.
I thought you said you weren't there. Given your situation, the last thing you should do is lie. You knew your son was using a chainsaw and didn't intervene.
We used it together a couple of times and it's been fine. More than fine. I saw him pick it up and I thought, what an amazing little lad I've got. Look how confident he is. I just let it happen. Watched it in slow motion. Couldn't do a thing to stop it.
Rick hurries away suddenly. Hansen descends the steps into the basement, carrying the full yellow bag. He steps through a wire gate, dumps the bag on the floor, then opens a hatch to the incinerator. He picks up the bag, then pauses for just a moment before bundling everything in through the hatch.
Call has come through from Darwin Theatre. I believe they've hit a wall.
Can I hand that one to you, please? I have a meeting.
I think your input would be more appropriate.
But I do have a meeting.
You really are very tricky to find. Do you come here often?
Sister Williams, yes. Certainly. Mr. Malik's making a fist of it, is he? Right, sir. Well, I'm afraid I am unavailable. I'm embroiled on Keller.
She needs your help. You should go to her.
Hansen walks out without looking back.
Okay, let's try something else. The radio artery is damaged.
Not when I was working on it. Malik.
Let's try the shunt, please. Oxygenate the hand.
Wave a backup, mate. Seriously.
You'll say the same. Shunt, please.
Forget the shunt. There'll be a clot.
It'll work, trust me.
Remove the clot, reattach the artery.
It's okay. Hansen's on his way. You can notify plastics about this, please.
Malik, time. We're not doing a shunt.
I've asked for him. He'll see it my way. Retractor, please.
In Darwin Theatre.
Suction, please.
Well, this has been a splendid waste of energy.
I couldn't have known this.
Could have predicted. Cerebral monitoring, please.
There's no need.
Futile flight from death. Perhaps you should apologise to Miss Naylor.
Keep me out of this.
Right, let's tie off the artery.
I'm not going to apologise for doing my job.
Perhaps you should offer your apologies to the room.
I genuinely believe this was salvageable.
I hope clouded your judgement. Just concede you need me to rescue the situation. Gently remove the clamp. Patently, yes, admit it. Basic manners, just say you were wrong.
Sahira moves away from the operating table.
You will stay here and watch me perform a gastrostomy that will at least allow a dying man to eat. Pass me Shah the kidney dish.
Too late. I've already resigned.
She strides out, throwing the dish.
Wow.
He's not coming. Plastics are delayed. Move, please.
Can you at least oversee, just guide me through it? Please.
Rick considers, then sits down opposite Malik, who dips his surgical implements into Fredo's opened wrist.
Careful. I know.
Rick shakes his head.
It's too fast.
Okay, let me try doing it
another suture.
Nope, unclamping. Let's try to flow and...
Don't. Reclamp, it won't work. Malik, it's not picking up. Can you not see that?
Can you at least try and help me?
No. You're not ready for this. Let me take over.
Look, the shunt will work.
Can you please, for the sake of this child, recognize that not even you can do this? Now forget the shunt, reattach the artery. Okay, may I have the table, please?
Ah, you're loving this.
I'm simply trying to salvage the damage.
No, I'm staying. I'm fixing it.
It cannot be done. Listen to me. I'm being realistic.
No, you're being defeatist. You're giving up.
Mr. Malik, I think it would be better if you left theatre.
Malik shuts his eyes and heaves a sigh. He looks up at the concerned-looking Dan, then gets to his feet, facing Rick.
Thanks for the support.
One of the team removes Malik's goggles.
Well played there, mate.
Get lost.
Quiet, please. Let's check for an arterial clot.
Sahira strides onto Darwin, looking frazzled, and straight away notices Angus pacing somberly nearby. Oliver.
Harry's CT scans. How'd it go?
Still in there.
Sorry, I didn't, come down on you.
You went inside. It's the way you've been taught. So how was your mini break?
Fine. Sunny. Good bunch of mates.
Tough life being in your 20s, isn't it? You have no idea what's to come.
It wasn't a holiday. It was kind of a memorial.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Ollie, I've just had a bad day.
No worries. Sorry that your last one's been a shock.
Well, at least he won't be starving to death.
Always a bonus.
Well, that was actually rather marvellous. Great team. Thank you all. And well done, Miss Naylor.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Sahira discovers something that makes her heart sink.
Aspiration pneumonia, worse than we thought, to compromise the lungs.
Oh, well. At least you won't be here to watch him die.
Why do you say that?
Time wasting. No greater crime.
She glances at tense Angus.
Will you at least help me debrief?
I'm afraid I have a meeting. Best of British.
On AAU...
Have you seen Luke?
Still vamoosed.
Typical, typical. Bloody doctors disappear when anything gets messy. No offence, Sasha.
Is she OK?
Yeah, off her face and about 10 centimetres dilated. Look, I need your help with this one, OK? I need brute force.
Sorry, Keller are a man down. They're all wrapped up with a hand job. Yeah? Hand problem or something.
No, but I...
Sasha walks off.
Right, you? Come with me.
Paola's boyfriend, Ricardo, follows Eddie.
And don't come near me.
Why should I want to? You're crazy.
Both of you, zip it. No one is allowed to speak again until I say. Agreed?
OK.
And you need to step up right now.
OK.
For this bit, she needs to stand. OK? Arms up. Yep. Come on.
Eddie instructs him on how to support Paola.
OK.
I see. I know that. Yes,
but... What did I say?
But you...
Is it...
He bites his tongue. Sahira looks up at CT scans in the Darwin sisters' office.
Hey, I found this under the mouse mat. Can I print, please?
Sure.
You know you throw like a girl. Next time, aim to the left.
No chance of you not telling anyone, is there?
Porter's already calling it kidney dish gate. Come on, but the big H loved it. Kinky fodder for months. Sorry, I forgot. Pure as. You should be flattered. Not everyone's the passion of the lonely Swede.
It's not like that.
Look, whatever works for you, lead them on, play them for all it's worth. Just call Greg about CTU before you go.
I didn't lead anyone on. Is that what everyone thinks? Seriously, is that what you think?
Seriously? I think you don't like to give bad news. It can create a vacuum. Men are optimistic. They've got to be. It's their survival technique. Now, are you going to tell him? Because I can do it just like that.
Angus spots Sahira through the window. Chrissy sees Malik arrive on Keller.
What are you doing out here?
I bailed. Griffin's on it.
Oh, sense prevailed.
Thanks for the backup, mate.
Well, sorry, but he clearly is the best person for the job.
Why did Hanson back me, then?
Who knows how that man's mind works? Are you going to talk to the dad?
Social services kicked his butt, yeah?
No.
Where's the mum?
She's in America.
Right.
Malik goes to Daz.
Is it done?
That's sending reinforcements.
Is there a fire lock in use?
What were you thinking? Leaving a kid on his own, what is he, 11?
13.
Whatever. Too important to have it out with the ex, was it?
What ex?
The kid needs a dad. Strong role model. Someone to step up, take control. Not some guy that just acts like his mate.
Look, I'm sorry, I'm lost. Is this from social services?
Today, it was an accident. 5 years down the line, he'll be in with his stomach pumped and a knife wound. Be a dad.
Mr. Malik, a word, please. What do you think you're doing?
What? Someone's got to say it. These people are totally selfish, totally self-obsessed.
Look, I know this is stressful, but if you can't handle it...
I can handle it. Griffin undermining me...
Well, don't take it out on him. Go on, get off the ward. Don't calm down for a bit. Now!
Malik storms out. Chantelle?
That part of his new job, having to go at the patients.
No. Very much no.
I'm sorry for the delay. Harry was held in recovery.
Well, has something gone wrong?
Not exactly, no.
So, where is he?
We'll bring him to the ward. He's stable, but...
What? What's the but?
In theatre, we realise there's nothing we can do. The tumour is too advanced. The metastases have spread to other organs. We're still looking at a palliative scenario. Coupled with this, the aspiration pneumonia has developed further. We think it's likely to be days rather than weeks. The pneumonia is not going to get any better. We would advocate not putting him on the ventilator and to cease active management.
Put him down, like a dog?
We would manage the pain with morphine.
Dope him up.
We feel it's the best option. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You see so many people.
That doesn't mean we don't feel...
Are you leaving?
Yes.
But that's it. No hope. Bye. See ya.
No.
Beyond help, eh?
No.
Move on. Next. Next, please!
Look, I know
you're upset. Nothing to see here. Anything we can do, we're here. You don't care. You just pack up, you cold bitch, two-faced, lying, self-satisfied.
What do you want me to do?
You know what? I want you to die. I want you to die of cancer. You might actually feel something for once. Stupid cow, you promised me it would be okay.
I didn't say that. Shut up!
Sahira puts her hand to her mouth as emotion takes over, while Hanson eyes the scene coolly, then walks away. Paula's leaning on the bed in AAU.
That's it, Paula, okay? I need one more push, one more big push.
Yes, you can.
What do you know?
You can do it.
I'm gonna die! There you go.
I did it! What is it?
Eddie places the newborn girl on the bed beside Paula.
Oh, thank you so much. Amazing.
Eddie looks thrilled.
Okay, release the pressure.
Rick's working on Freddo.
Good. Flow is established. Seems to be working. And reapply pressure. We've lost it. Okay, plan B. We'll attach the temporary shunt, please.
Would that be Mr. Malik's shunt?
I won't tell him if you won't.
Need to know basis. I get that.
Rick shrugs and they share a look. In his office, as Hansen listens to the music, he places his glasses on his desk, then puts a hand to his forehead. His moment of reflection is interrupted when Sahira bursts in.
I have never seen anything so cold.
I thought this might be a lesson in hubris for you.
What about him? What about how he suffered? You should have helped. Him, not me. No, but revenge on me is far more important than your stupid patient.
My intervention wouldn't have been appropriate.
Of course, because you never get emotionally involved.
I try not to.
Which is why you're so perfect.
I do think it contributes to my low morbidity rates, yes.
Because you're one of the winners. You with your brilliant career and your empty life.
Brilliance does have its sacrifices, I suppose.
Well, if brilliant means being like you, then I'll take mediocrity any day because I don't want to be an emotionless freak who takes pleasure in other people's lack of self-control.
Have we finished?
Please tell me. Tell me, what have I done? Why do you despise me all of a sudden?
I don't despise you. That's not how I feel at all.
What then? Why all the venom? What is it?
He considers.
You know how this job can be sometimes. I'm simply trying to help you.
That's absolute rubbish and you know it. Just please tell me, what have I ever done to you? What, all this contempt? What do you...
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Do you...
What?
Are you in love with me?
Am I in love with you?
It's what everyone's saying and...
No. For goodness sake, no. I mean, what on earth? No. Who put that idea into your head?
I don't think that. I don't. It's just people are saying these things.
And you listen to them? I thought you'd be above that.
Just let me explain, please.
No, I won't. Get out of my office, will you? Sahira, go on, get out. Out you go. Go on, out. Go on. Go on. Out, out, out. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Get out!
Hansen looks thoughtful, while Sahira wipes her tears as she makes her way to Darwin. To Raffi.
Keys, I want to go home.
Not brilliant timing.
No, just please, give me the keys. I need to get out of this hellhole.
We had a fight with Hansen.
Car keys.
Sorted out. He'll be awake all night.
I'll be fine. I don't give a damn. Just car keys. Give. Over. What? What are you all looking at? Oh, yes. Of course, I've got mascara all over my face. Yes, I'm a big crybaby because I get upset telling people they're going to die. You, don't be like me. You'll be mediocre. Be like her, cold on the inside. Get ahead. Look at all the nice people that... marginalised, ridiculed.
Can I just say...
No, I don't know what the formal decision is on CTU, and just so everyone knows, Jack wants it to herself.
On behalf of Darwin, I'd like to give you this.
Elliot has a present.
Yeah, and I bought you cupcakes as an ironic joke.
Mr. Hansen said that you liked musicals, so...
Yes, everything from Annie to Xanadu.
Shamefaced, Sahira accepts the box set leaving gift.
Thank you.
Clutching the present, she walks along the corridor away from her colleagues. In the AAU side room, Paola's sitting up in bed.
She's okay, she's well.
Well, the midwife's on her way down, but as far as I can see, yeah. Is that okay?
Eddie passes the baby to Ricardo.
I swear on her life, I never cheated.
I know you never. You're a good man. A handsome, brilliant man.
What are you going to call her?
What's your name?
Eddie.
Not that. You want to go old hair?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
She's a good nurse. Brilliant nurse, yes. Genius.
A genius. We owe you everything.
Eddie bumps into Sasha.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
Never again, Sasha. Never.
She rubs gel over her hands, then makes a call.
Oh, Luke, switch on the phone so I can lay into you.
So, you know his mobile number off by heart, do you?
OK, so you leave us in the lurch and then you completely ruin a patient's life. Then you expect me to birth a baby all on my own. I swear when I get my hands on you, I'm...
You'll what?
Where have you been?
Preparing our evening of adventure.
What's...
How exactly have I ruined her life?
You know that that was completely unprofessional.
I don't think so. I sensed she was getting too attached to me. I thought my absence might nudge a rapprochement. Seems I was right.
You make me want to vomit.
Sex and me. I'm flattered, shall we?
Where are we going?
It's a surprise.
Sasha shrugs jovially. Then a curious Eddie follows Luke. Sahira emerges from the locker room in her own clothes and a striped bag over her shoulder. She pauses for a moment and seems to resist a last look over her shoulder at the ward, then strides on. Dan and Rick stroll onto Keller.
Hey, Chrissy. Mr. Griffin pulled it off.
Oh, thank goodness you pushed for it. Didn't we think it was a hopeless case?
Actually, it was Mr. Malik who pushed for it. I was off for leaving the kid with a prosthetic. He was the brains, I was the brawn.
You were the skill. Too modest.
The annoying thing about Malik is when he's been the greatest pain in the neck, he does tend to be the most right.
Mm. This close to reporting him to Hanson, he went completely overboard with the patient's father.
Mr. Griffin?
Mr. Piper, good news. We've managed to reattach the hand.
I heard.
I can't guarantee 100% functionality, but it will be as near normal as realistic.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you. Thank you. Can I see him?
Yes, yes, of course. I think that we can forego the social care intervention if I can be confident that nothing like this will happen again.
Promise. Never darken your door. Mr. Malik gave me just the wake-up call I needed. Thank him for me.
Yes, I will.
Rick leads the way. In the recovery room, Daz looks anxiously at the sedated boy with his heavily bandaged hand and tubes in his nose.
Fredo? It's Dad.
Dad? Is Mum here?
She's in Florida, remember? Mate, everything's gonna be okay. Your hand, they fixed it.
We're not gonna tell Mum that, are we? She'll go ballistic.
I told her. She went ballistic.
She's not gonna freak and rush back though, is she?
No. Not till the adoption's sorted.
Good.
Having kissed Fredo's hand, Daz looks close to tears. Rick turns away from the window. Striding through Darwin, Hanson looks agitated as he surveys the scene.
Cupcake in exchange for a cardiac trauma unit.
No, thank you.
Oh, what method did she use to get her own way, then?
She hasn't even left a new dance on her grave.
Au contraire. Elvis has left the building. I'm sorry, did you not know?
Hanson looks stunned. Next, he paces urgently to the lift, where he repeatedly hits the call button. Outside in the dark, Sahira's getting into her car, carrying two bags.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Have you got a sec?
No, I'm afraid I have a meeting.
Look, Mr. Hanson, please. Look, can I just talk through what happened today?
Oh, Mr. Griffin, I gather you saved the day when Mr. Malik overreached himself.
Mr. H, I had a nightmare. I needed you to step in.
Mr. Malik's instincts were quite correct. He just needs the right support to follow them. I think he realizes that now.
Malik scoffs at Rick's opinion, then hurries on downstairs after Hanson. Sahira reverses her car carefully.
I get it, okay? I need to be more open about my limitations and that I can't be brilliant all the time, but I need people to back me up. Look, I just got stressed out.
What on earth gave you the impression that I'm interested in your weaknesses?
Hanson charges on, leaving Malik gutted. Hansen gets through the automatic doors in time to see Sahira speed out of the car park. He gazes skywards hopelessly as if he's missed his chance. Then, Sahira's taillights reappear as she reverses back in. Businesslike, Hansen steps up to her vehicle.
You need to come and talk the family through the LCP.
Is this some bizarre joke?
You need to come upstairs and help them say goodbye properly.
Why? Why should I?
Because it's the end and you need to be there. All right. Well, if it makes any difference, I forgive you for your ludicrous accusation. You'll never speak of it again. Fine, I will email you with the outcome.
No, don't email me, don't write to me, don't send me your research papers for proofreading because I'm not interested. Just crawl back into your private little isolated hell and let's pretend that we were never friends.
We were never friends.
So that's it?
You're a very stupid woman.
Wow! Wow! A reaction!
What do you want?
Just some show of feeling. This whole you wasted my time, this betrayal, just explain.
Why?
Because.
And who benefits from this display of so-called feeling, other than you?
Help me, please. Somebody must. Some help, somebody, please.
They stop their bickering to go to Angus as he carries his unconscious son. With an air of disappointment, Eddie's shown into a lab by Luke.
I've been here before. How is this a surprise?
You definitely haven't drunk for 48 hours.
No.
Need a blood sample. Control for my research. Unless, of course, you're pregnant. You're not pregnant, are you?
No, I'm not pregnant.
Excellent. Sorry, it's possibly not what you were expecting, but it is for science.
Yeah, for science. Of course, yeah, whatever.
Eddie pulls her sleeve up, then Luke holds her arm and wrist.
You're squeamish. I can always distract you.
She lifts her eyes coyly to meet his.
Oh, God, you're not gonna...
Still holding her arm, Luke moves closer. Luke fixes her with a tender gaze, and he kisses her on the mouth. Eddie responds in kind while Luke's hand wavers, then he holds her nearer. Their embrace intensifies. Raffi to Angus while Harry lies in the ambulance bay.
The procedure Mr. Hansen performed will help him feel comfortable. Nutritional status will be maintained. We will stop IV fluids and rehydration. This will mean that his oxygen levels will slowly deplete.
Does it hurt?
No. We'll continue to administer morphine, and that should mean that he'll feel very little or no pain.
What actually kills him? The drugs?
No. Most likely scenario is cardiopulmonary collapse, leading to a swift cardiac arrest. In that case, we wouldn't seek to revive him.
Miss McMahon, do you accept the course the anaesthetist is suggesting?
Do I have any choice? Is it pointless? All this, is it pointless?
How do you mean, pointless?
Everything I've done for him since the day he was born. Just a joke now, man. A waste of time.
Sahira watches as Hansen kneels down to face Angus.
There are some things we can't fight. Bereavement is one of them. I can see now the profundity of your pain, and it moves me deeply that I am unable to offer any further assistance. I can assure you, however, that in our experience, this method of death is amongst the most painless. Intervention now would merely prolong his agony and yours. The time for separation has come. We can only offer you with utmost sincerity the truth that we, in some small part, feel your pain. Every death in our care is a tragedy. We're never inured to it. Ever. I realize this is scant compensation given the level of your loss. but I wanted it to be said.
Thank you. That does mean something.
So do we follow the pathway?
Angus nods soberly. A trolley's wheeled outside.
For your child to die before you, is...
It's unnatural. Horrendous. Without words. I don't know it, but I can understand it. The acute agony will diminish, to be replaced by a dull ache, which will not go. That much I know.
He glances towards Sahira, who stands off to his side, arms crossed.
So, do we return upstairs?
Angus nods resignedly. Then, as Sahira makes to assist with the next stage...
Oh, no, it'll be fine. I'll take it from here.
As Raffi and two porters help Harry onto the trolley, Sahira rushes away, upset. While the trolley's taken inside, Raffi touches Angus's back supportively. In her car, Sahira throws a glance at Hansen. Gazing at her, his facial expression is steady and non-committal, and he wheels away and heads through the automatic doors. Tearfully, Sahira turns her head, then accelerates off into the night. Her tail lights glow red against the inky dark, then disappear out of view. Hansen strides through Darwin Ward. Elliot approaches Hansen with the Swedish-English dictionary.
This was found near the incinerator. The assumption was it was yours.
He nods to Elliot, who shuffles off. Clutching the dictionary, Hansen carries on. Then Tara comes up to him.
Mr. Hansen, I don't know if you know, but I'm back on Darwin now, and I know you're doing an ileal resection. I just wondered if there was any chance I could observe.
Hansen stares at her happy, expectant face.
Absolutely not.
He walks on,